Creator held my hand as we strolled back to the large lake. He said,
Cherished, weakness isn't failure. Don't be surprised by your shortcomings, and don't punish yourself because of them. Your shortcomings attest your immaturity, which means you're not yet fully grown.
We walked through a grove of towering koa trees with their rough, fissured bark and crescent-shaped leaves. Clusters of pale yellow flowers caught the sunlight in the upper regions of the trees. Red birds darted amid the elephantine branches overhead, their movements muffled by the shielded stillness of the grove. No one spoke as we slowed to enjoy the tranquil scene. When we left the grove, Creator said,
We couldn't create you as a mature being. Maturity can't be created. It can only be formed through life's experiences. Everything in this world must undergo transformation. A tree starts as a seed that sprouts and matures into a glorious structure. Like that seed, you must grow into the fullness of what's intended for you.
Will I grow as tall as a tree? Creator chuckled.
That won't happen.
He touched the center of my chest.
Changes to your soul are unseen. They occur when situations push you beyond your limits, forcing you to reach into untapped resources and draw strength from them. It's like a tree's roots, pushing deeper to find new sources of water and nutrients. If you allow yourself to be deepened through experiences, you'll grow in maturity.
I still don't understand what maturity is.
Maturity is knowing oneself and one's place in the universe, knowing what's important and what's true. It is demonstrated by a willingness to take responsibility, to admit weakness, to endure suffering, and to accept all outcomes. It is character that has been refined until one gives and receives love freely.
I couldn't identify with anything mentioned. That's not me.